This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee.
And I'm Celeste Headley. 30 years ago, Iranian students seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran.
Outside the gates, armed revolutionary guards in their combat fatigues, unloading and reloading their M16 American-made rifles. And meanwhile, piles and piles of sandbags being made ready just in case.
That was a very long siege. 52 hostages held for 444 days. We have one of them on the line with us now, Barry Rosen. He was then the press attaché in Tehran, the last press attaché to Tehran for the U.S. Embassy. Now the director of public affairs of the Borough of Manhattan Community College of the City University of New York. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit first about your experience during the hostage crisis over those 444 days.
Well, you know, it's hard to encapsulate it in one real summary, but I can just say that it was one of these situations where one was totally surprised that the Iranians would actually do something like that. And then day in and day out, we were subjected to interrogations. We were tied up, bound hand and foot, tossed around like piece of meat, jailed in Evin prison, one of the notorious prisons of the Shah, and now one of the notorious prisons of the Islamic Republic of Iran, where many, many dissidents are now in jail. Spent 6 months there, shifted around after the attempted rescue into what I recall dark holes all over Iran. I landed in Isfahan and other places. No light.
But, you know, Barry, all that sounds pretty bad, and you would expect that experience to have prejudiced you against the country of Iran.
Well, it does prejudice me against the Islamic Republic of Iran and the leadership. Even what is considered the more reformed elite of the Islamic Republic. But it doesn't... I have to separate my feelings about Iran and my feelings about this regime. Iran is a place where I was a young man. I was a Peace Corps volunteer there. It was the first place I ever traveled to in my entire life. I speak the language. I care about the culture and the civilization, and I feel for Iranians and the loss of civil liberties, and also that Iran could have been one of the great democracies of the Middle East if it weren't for very bad U.S. policy during the Eisenhower administration and until President Carter.
So what are the chances it will become? I mean, what are the chances that these protests that we're seeing, that the outcry against the Ahmadinejad regime, will it end up in real political change in Iran in the years to come?
I don't think there will be real political change. I think what is happening right now in Iran is a situation where it's becoming a more militarized state. I think that the current regime is not one like a young revolution where people had much to say about almost anything, a very, very wild society in one way that almost anyone can open up a newspaper one day and then the regime would close it down. Now we have a militarized state where the theologians themselves are in arguments, but the real power is in the power of the revolutionary guards. They're the ones who are supporting...
Yeah.
Ayatollah Khamenei and Ahmadinejad right now.
Okay. Barry Rosen is a former hostage during the crisis in Tehran 30 years ago and now director of public affairs at the Borough of Manhattan Community College of the City of New York.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.